So today's class will be given by His Grace Advaita Chandra Prabhuji. The topic is Glories of Sri Gadadhar Pandit. So Prabhuji, I hand over the call to you. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Shaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Ruttama Shloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Today we will discuss on the glories of Gadadhar Pandit, who is the one of the Pancha Tattva, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasadi Gaurav Bhakta Vrinda. So this Pancha Tattva Gadadhar Pandit is an associate of Lord Chaitanya, who is none other than Srimati Radharani. Incarnation of Radharani is Gadadhar Pandit. And there is another Gadadhar Das, who was an associate of Lord Nityananda. He is the incarnation of the effulgence of Srimati Radharani. His pastimes we discussed a few weeks back. But this is the discussion with this discussion about Gadadhar Pandit. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama O Vishnupadai Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Gadadhar Pandit was a very, very great soul. He actually appeared before Lord Chaitanya. And he was, from the time that he was a boy, Gadadhar Pandit, he was always in the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His father's name was Sri Madhava Mishra, and mother was Ratnavati Devi. They lived in a very, in a house which was very close to Jagannath Mishra in Mayapur. So in that sense, he was always in association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Ratnavati Devi was very, very good friend of Sachi Devi. Ratnavati Devi was the mother of Lord of Gadadhar Pandit, and Sachi Devi is the mother of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they would, both of them would spend time with each other, and even Nimai Pandit used to, very often he play with Gadadhar Pandit. They went to the village school together to study. Actually, I correct myself what I said in the beginning. Gadadhar Pandit was a year younger than Nimai Pandit. So he was 1 year younger. And Gadadhar Pandit had a lot of affection for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he could not leave his company even for a moment, even in his childhood. In the Gaura Ganodesh Deepika by Kavi Karnapura, it is said that Sri Gadadhar Pandit is Srimati Radharani. It's also confirmed by Swarup Damodar Goswami in his notes. He said the same things. Even in the songs of Vasudev Ghosh, there are references of Gadadhar Pandit being Srimati Radharani. Srila Prabhupada, even Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he says, no one can describe the characteristics and ecstatic love of Gadadhar Pandit. Therefore, another name for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Gadadhar Prananath, the life and soul of Gadadhar Pandit. No one can say how merciful the Lord is to Gadadhar Pandit, but people know the Lord as Gadaira Gaura. Gadaira Gaura means the Lord Gauranga of Gadadhar Pandit. Chaitanya Bhagavat, he records that when Ishwarpuri stayed in Navadvip, Ishwarpuri, the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya, he stayed in Navadvip, Mayapur. He actually lived in the house of Gopinath Acharya for a few months. And Gopinath Acharya, since then, from his house, since then, Ishwarapuri became very affectionate towards Gadadhar Pandit. And Ishwarapuri, the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya, personally tutored Gadadhar Pandit from his own book, Krishna Lilamrita. So Gadadhar Pandit from childhood was very serious, self-composed. He was attracted to Vaishnavas. But Nimai Pandit was, Lord Chaitanya, was exhibiting his pastimes where he was just a scholar, but not, he would actually ridicule all the Vaishnavas. So this is the description about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the description of Gadadhar Pandit that is given here. As we discussed, Gaura Sundar, he appeared to be very, very fickle-minded. And he was unsteady, whimsical, but Gadadhar Pandit was very peaceful, very renounced, very fond of solitude. He, Gadadhar Pandit, liked to be always in alone kind of thing, and very reflective. And when they were in school, Nimai Pandit, he would disturb Gadadhar Pandit with all these different whimsical questions, which he would create only to baffle Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar Pandit didn't like this because it disturbed his mind and his studies, and then he was forced to keep Gaura Hari at a distance, which means Gadadhar Pandit would keep him. He would say, you ask all these crazy questions, I don't have time for all these things, please. And he would kind of start avoiding Nimai Pandit because he knew Nimai Pandit would then argue with him, and then he will be definitely defeated in arguments. And sometimes Nimai Pandit would very forcefully argue for one point, and then Gadadhar Pandit would accept defeat. Okay, all right, what you're saying is right. And then Nimai Pandit would suddenly change his point of view and say no, but actually, and defeat his own arguments. And Gadadhar Pandit would then say, yeah, this is also correct. So he would just get so confused with Nimai Pandit, he started avoiding him. But in his heart, he just couldn't bear to keep aloof from the Lord. He was always hankering, when will I be with him? When will I be with him? And then when he was with him, he would get baffled. He said, I'll never be with Nimai Pandit. And this posed a great dilemma for Gadadhar Pandit. And when he saw that Gadadhar Pandit is avoiding him, he said, Nimai Pandit said, Gadadhar, soon I'll become such a great Vaishnava that even Brahma and Shiva will come to me and bow down. And Gadadhar Pandit would just be amazed. First he would say, yeah, right. But then he would be amazed that with the conviction with which he's saying, it seems it will come true. I just pray, oh, how much I wish that it comes true, that Nimai Pandit becomes a Vaishnava. Then I'll never leave his association. Gadadhar Pandit had other friends too, other than Nimai Pandit. He was especially affectionate towards Mukunda Datta. Whenever the sadhus or sannyasis would come to Navadvip from somewhere, Mukunda Datta would tell Gadadhar Pandit, and together they would go and visit the sannyasi or the sadhu. And so Gadadhar Pandit, Mukunda Datta, they were all Vaishnavas. Mukunda Datta is the same person who is an incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj, who prayed to Lord Chaitanya that please give me the sins of all living entities and let everyone go back home, back to Godhead. And at that time, it is said, Lord Chaitanya said, so be it. And his desire was fulfilled. And it is said that all the living entities at that time went back home, back to Godhead. But then suddenly, the entire earth was filled with new living entities who came to the material world. So it is said that just by the desire of a great devotee, Krishna fulfills that. So one time from Chattagram, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he came to Navadvip, and Mukunda Datta was told. Mukunda Datta told Gadadhar Pandit that there was a Vaishnava who has come here, and he's definitely worth seeing. We should hear him, visit him. And so both of them said, all right, yeah, Vaishnava, we see all different kinds of saints and sadhus. Vaishnava sadhu, definitely. And Gadadhar Pandit went to visit Pundarik Vidyanidhi along with Mukunda Datta. And when Gadadhar Pandit came before him, Gadadhar Pandit saw that this Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he everyone says he's a Vaishnava, but he appears to be a materialistic person, because he saw him in a very, very, on a very big asana. People were actually, doing chavara to him, and you know, there was dancing going on and so many things. And he said, if he's a Vaishnava, Gadadhar Pandit kind of thought in his mind, if he's a Vaishnava, why does he appear to be such a materialist? And so Mukunda Datta, he knew the mind of Gadadhar Pandit, that Gadadhar Pandit is not convinced that this person is a Vaishnava. So Mukunda Datta started singing a verse about Krishna Leela. And when he sang that verse, his inner consciousness was awakened. Pundarik Vidyanidhi's inner consciousness was awakened. And hearing Mukunda Datta singing this verse about Krishna Leela from Srimad Bhagavatam, he began crying, Krishna, Krishna. He was weeping again and again and again. In fact, Chaitanya Bhagavat says that the flowing of the tears from his eyes was just like as if the Mother Ganges had descended from his eyes. Krishna, Krishna, he was weeping. And finally he fell upon the ground. He was rolling back and forth. He fell on the ground from his high seat and he started rolling back and forth, and then he lost his consciousness. Gadadhar Pandit was looking at this whole thing with his mouth open. What just happened? What did I just see? Pundarik Mukunda Datta recited a verse, and this is the reaction of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Oh my God, what did I do? He felt such a great remorse in his mind, and he began to reconsider that my attitude. I thought that this great devotee, this Mahabhagavat, was an ordinary sense enjoyer. I've committed a great offense. I have to get some remedy of this offense. I have to serve this great personality. Not just serve him. I will accept initiation from him. And then I'll become free from this offense. I see no other way. And so Gadadhar Pandit made up his mind to take initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So when Pundarik Vidyanidhi got back to his external consciousness, Mukunda Datta introduced Gadadhar Pandit to him. And hearing from Mukunda Datta about the character of Gadadhar Pandit, Pundarik Vidyanidhi was very happy to see Gadadhar Pandit. And then Gadadhar Pandit offered his plea. Please, my dear Pundarik Vidyanidhi, I want to become your disciple. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi was very pleased. But he said, I consider myself very fortunate. Only after many, 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 many births, one gets a disciple like you, Gadadhar Pandit. And then after this, on an auspicious day, Gadadhar Pandit accept the initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. In fact, Pundarik Vidyanidhi is considered to be Vrishabhanu in Krishna Leela. Gadadhar Pandit is Radharani in Krishna Leela. So it's only fair that Radharani takes initiation from Vrishabhanu. She's known as Vrishabhanu Nandini. And so in this way, Gadadhar Pandit was able to get initiated. Now in the meantime, Nimai Pandit, his father Jagannath Mishra left this world, and he went to Gaya to perform his last rites. And there he met Ishwarapuri, and he had a life-changing experience. He started chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. On the way back, he stopped at Kanai Natshala. And then, when he came back from Gaya Dham, he began manifesting his ecstasies of Krishna Prema. At Gaya, as we said, he took shelter of Ishwarapuri. But once he returned home, he began a completely new life. Because day and night, he would just float in the ocean of Krishna Prema. And seeing Mahaprabhu's wonderful tears of ecstasy in Krishna Prema, Gadadhar Pandit found himself also overwhelmed with ecstasy. My God, my friend Nimai Pandit, he's a pure devotee. And seeing him cry, he would cry tears of joy also in divine love of Krishna. From then on, Gadadhar Pandit found it very difficult to give up the association of the Lord even for 1 hour. One day, Gadadhar brought Mahaprabhu some tambula. When he arrived at the house of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was deeply absorbed in a mood of separation from Krishna. And when he gave the tambula to Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu said, Gadadhar, where is Shyam Sundar? Where is that Lord of Vrindavan who is dressed in yellow cloth? And he began to weep. Gadadhar Pandit was stunned and he could not answer. What should I give? What do you mean, where is Shyam Sundar? And with great reverence, Gadadhar Pandit said, my dear Lord, Krishna is in your heart. Huh? Krishna is in my heart? Mahaprabhu said. And he began tearing his chest. Where is Krishna? And with his nails, he was taking his chest apart. And Gadadhar Pandit immediately understood, what is Mahaprabhu doing? And he quickly restrained his hands from doing any damage to his body. And Mahaprabhu said, Gadadhar, let go of my hands. Let go of my hands. If I cannot see Krishna, I'll not be able to maintain my life. Gadadhar Pandit said, if you just remain patient, my Lord, Krishna will surely reveal himself. You should not see Krishna by tearing your chest. He will surely come here. Please, believe me. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was then pacified. And Sachi Mata, mother of Lord Chaitanya, was seeing this pastime from far, of this Gaur Gadadhar pastime. And she thought to herself, this boy, this Gadadhar Pandit, is very intelligent. Now I should not fear about Mahaprabhu, about Gaurahari, about my Nimai Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit will take care. And then she pleaded to Gadadhar Pandit, Gadadhar, you must always be by the side of my son. He listens to you. That way I will not have to worry. One day, in the house of Shuklambar Brahmachari, Mahaprabhu was going to speak something about Krishna. Shuklambar Brahmachari's house is behind the Jagannath Temple in Rajapur. And from the house of Jagannath Mishra, it is about maybe 30 minutes walk from there to Shuklambar Brahmachari's house. So Lord Chaitanya was wanting to speak something about Krishna, and Gadadhar Pandit heard, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to speak. And he went to the house of Shuklambar Brahmachari and took his seat within his house. Outside on the veranda, the Lord began to speak. And as he spoke, he became overwhelmed with ecstasy and actually went into a trance of a rasika trance. And all the devotees surrounding him, they also began to swim in the waves of prema. And everyone tasted prema ras. But Gadadhar Pandit's prema was much, much more intense. He was lowering his head and he began loudly weeping again and again with tears of ecstasy. Hearing Gadadhar Pandit's tears, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, who is that within the house who is weeping so intensely? Shuklambar Brahmachari said, my dear Lord, it is your Gadadhar who is weeping like this. Oh, Gadadhar, you are so fortunate. From your early childhood, you have been a devotee of Krishna, a determined devotee. But look at me. My birth was useless. Because of my sinful karma, I could not attain Krishna. And he embraced Gadadhar Pandit in ecstatic love. In this way, Gadadhar Pandit became the chief assistant of the Lord in his Navadvip Leela. Because in Vrindavan Leela, they are Radha Krishna. In Navadvip Leela, they are Gaur Gadadhar. In these pastimes, in Navadvip, on the bank of Ganges. all those who are in Vrindavan, they are gopas and they are gopis, they take part in the pastimes of the Lord in Navadvip also by performing, by being different kirtaniyas, performing kirtans. One day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was wandering by the banks of the Ganges, and he came upon a forest, small forest grove, and he just sat down. It was a very beautiful, serene surrounding. But gradually, seeing this forest grove, he became absorbed in remembering the Vrindavan pastimes of Krishna. And then, from behind, Mukunda Datta came and he began very sweetly singing the songs in a beautiful raga called Purva Raga. And with this surrounding, along with Mukunda Datta, the Mukunda Datta was also Gadadhar Pandit. And all of them were just completely immersed in the Vrindavan pastimes. Although they were in Navadvip, they thought they are in Vrindavan. So in this way, Gadadhar Pandit, after being absorbed, he looked around. He looked around, he saw some flowers. And there he decorated Lord Gauranga's neck with a garland of flowers. Just like how Radharani used to decorate Lord Krishna. In the same way, Gadadhar Pandit decorated the holy form of Lord Gauranga. Someone sang a sweet song. Someone performed a beautiful dance. And then Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he sat Gadadhar down on the root of a tree, which served as a raised platform. And both of them were sitting under that root of the tree, and Advaita Acharya came. And Advaita Acharya performed arti to both of them, Gaura Gadadhar. In this pastime, Nityananda Prabhu was seated on the left. Srivas Pandit was taking flowers and decorating them. Narahari was waving the chamara. Shuklambara, Brahmachari was offering chandan. Murari Gupta was singing glories to the Lord. And there were so many other devotees, Madhava, Vasudev Datta, Purushottama, Vijaya and Mukunda. They all were singing different songs. In fact, I said earlier that Mukunda Datta was the one who was incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. I correct myself, it was Vasudev Datta who was the incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj, not Mukunda Datta. So he is the brother of Mukunda Datta, but Vasudev Datta. So in this way, the Lord finished his Nadia Leela, and then from Nadia he went to Jagannath Puri. He performed his Sannyasa Leela in Katwa, and then he left his mother, his country, and went to Jagannath Puri. And Gadadhar Pandit, he could not live without Mahaprabhu. So Gadadhar Pandit followed him, went to Jagannath Puri. And Gadadhar Pandit in Jagannath Puri, he stayed in the temple of Tota Gopinath. This Tota Gopinath deity, Gadadhar Pandit engaged himself in that service. And the Lord at that time, he would regularly go and visit the Jagannath Puri temple, and then from there he would go to Gadadhar Pandit and to Tota Gopinath. First, and then he would float, both of them would float in the waves of rasa by discussing about Krishna. Then Lord Chaitanya said, now I should go to Vrindavan. And when he made his pilgrimage to Vrindavan, Gadadhar Pandit was very, very disappointed. Please don't go, please don't go. If you're going, I'm also going with you. And Mahaprabhu said, but you have taken Kshetra Sannyas. Kshetra Sannyas means taking sannyas in a way that I will not move out of this place. He said, you've taken Kshetra Sannyas. And Gadadhar Pandit said, I have taken Kshetra Sannyas just to be with you, near you. If you are not here, then what's the use of my Kshetra Sannyas? But somehow, Mahaprabhu convinced Gadadhar Pandit to not go with him. And Gadadhar Pandit was in separation the whole time that Mahaprabhu was not in Jagannath Puri. Gadadhar Pandit in Tota Gopinath temple, he used to teach Srimad Bhagavatam class regularly. And Sri Gaurasundar would always come and sit and hear from Gadadhar Pandit on Srimad Bhagavatam. His discussion was like an ocean of nectar. In fact, he was so much attached to Gadadhar Pandit that after his pastimes of 48 years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he disappeared into the Tota Gopinath deity of Gadadhar Pandit. In fact, Bhaktivinod Thakur has written about Gaur Gadadhar, but this thing that he disappeared into Tota Gopinath deity is actually recorded in Bhakti Ratnakar. And Bhaktivinod Thakur has written about Gaur Gadadhar. Smara Gaura Gadadhara Keli Kalam Bhava Gaura Gadadhara Pakshacharam Shrinu Gaura Gadadhar Charu Katham Bhaja Godru Makanana Kunja Vidhum. Remember the wonderful pastimes of Gaur and Gadadhar. Become a servant of Gaur and Gadadhar. Listen to the beautiful narrations concerning Gaur and Gadadhar and worship Lord Gaura, the beautiful moon of the groves of Godrum. In fact, there is a self-manifested deity of Gaura Gadadhar in Champahati. This deity is self-manifested for the pleasure of Gadadhar Pandit's brother Dvijabaninath. And when we go for Navadvip Mandal Parikrama, it goes to Champahati. That's also the place of Jayadev Goswami. And in Champahati, Gaura Gadadhar manifested themselves. It's a self-manifested deity, just like Gaura Nityananda had manifested in Ambika Kalna in the house of Gauridas Pandit. Similarly, in the house of Dvijabaninath, Gaura Gadadhar manifested. It's a self-manifested deity, very beautiful, and it's very fortunate if we can go and visit there. So this is the glories of Gadadhar Pandit. We end here. If there are any questions or comments, we can discuss.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. Wonderful class, Prabhuji. So towards the end, you mentioned about that manifested Gadadhar Pandit manifested in some place. Could you tell me the place again? Where was that?
Champahati.
Mm-hmm. And in the house of somebody else. What?
Dvijabaninath.
Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, that Hare Krishna. How wonderfully you narrated the pastime of Gadadhar Pandit, Panchatattva. You will take us in a Sridham Mahabhutam, Prabhuji. As usual, Karasudha Mataji, every Saturday taking us in a Sridham Vrindavan Dham. Thank you very much. Every time we hear the same Leela, and every time we learn more and more things from that Leela. Dhanvat Pranam, Hari Mohan.
Yeah, thank you so much. Please bless so we can become absorbed in the pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Krishna.
So, one question I have is, Prabhuji. So, the association with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was only till the time Mahaprabhu left for Vrindavan, is it? Or Did that continue afterward?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, it continued afterwards also. After that, he came back. But during that time that Mahaprabhu was gone from Jagannath Puri, Gadadhar Pandit was very, very feeling a lot of separation.
Okay.
After that, because he disappeared in Tota Gopinath temple with Gadadhar Pandit, deity, Tota Gopinath is the deity which Gadadhar Pandit was worshipping. So in his deity, he disappeared.
Okay.
So that means they had association after that also. They would discuss Srimad Bhagavatam like that.
Okay, thank you, Krishna. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent a lot of time in Jagannath Puri. During that time, I was reading that devotees from Bengal used to visit Jagannath Puri. Gadadhar Pandit was a part of that, or?
No. Gadadhar Pandit was living in Jagannath Puri. He moved from Nadia to Jagannath Puri, and he stayed in Tota Gopinath temple, which is near the Jagannath temple, in Jagannath Puri itself. So, devotees would come from Bengal, but Gadadhar Pandit would not go back. He just stayed with them, in Jagannath Puri, in Tota Gopinath temple.
Okay, now I got the geography. Thank you.
Right.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare.
Thank you for your class. I was wondering, can you just repeat the name of Gadadhar Pandit's parents for me?
Yes, it was Madhava Mishra was his father's name. Mother's name was Ratnavati Devi.
Ratnavati.
Yes.
As one word, right? Ratnavati?
Yes, Ratnavati.
Devi. Okay, you know, I was just wondering if there's any relationship between Ratnavati and Radharani's mom, Kirtida. You know, I was wondering if Kirtida maybe, you know, appeared as Ratnavati in Gaura Lila.
No, in Gaura Lila. I'm not sure about that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was actually Kirtida, I mean Pundarik Vidyanidhi, who is the spiritual master of Gadadhar Pandit, he appeared as Vrishabhanu.
Yeah.
And his wife appeared as Kirtida. His wife's name was Ratnavali. Pundarik Vidyanidhi's wife's name was Ratnavali. And
wait,
she came as Kirtida.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. So, wait, now I'm confused because I thought we just said that Ratnavati was Gadadhar Pandit's mom and Madhava Mishra was the father.
Yes.
Right?
So take note of this name. This name is the wife of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, the wife of the spiritual master of Gadadhar Pandit. Her name is Ratnavali, not Vati.
Oh.
Ratnavali.
Wow, just one letter difference.
Yes, it makes a huge difference with one letter.
Oh my goodness. So, wow. Okay, so let me see. Ratnavali is Pundarik Vidyanidhi's wife.
Yes. And she is incarnation of Mother Kirtida.
Okay, yeah, now that makes sense. That's why I was asking about Yeah, this other thing. Because I know that Pundarik was the father in Krishna Lila. Okay,
right.
So Pundarik Vidyanidhi advises Ratnavali.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And Ratnavati is Madhava Mishra's wife.
Right.
Wow. It's very interesting that their names would be so close, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they're both mothers of Garadha Pandit in a certain sense, you know?
Right, that's true. And so there is a component of Kirtida also. Like in Madhava Mishra, there is a component of Rishabhanu. But same as... because
no,
same,
wait. Say
same
that
as
again? Can you say that? You said there's a component of who and who?
Component of Vrishabhanu in Madhava
uh-huh.
Mishra also. Although Pundarika Vidyanidhi is considered. But
yeah.
Because of being in that rasa, he has
mm-hmm.
that component also.
Uh-huh.
Just
okay.
like... Advaita Acharya was, a combination of incarnations of Sadashiva and Mahavishnu.
Mm-hmm.
So, like that, one person can be in multiple incarnations or have some components. Like Radharaj came as Gadadhar Pandit, her effulgence came as Gadadhar Das. So, it's pretty integrated. We just accept whatever is told to us in terms of Kavi Karnapura, his realizations.
Oh, so, you just mentioned Garadhar Das. And did you say that Garadhar, that Radharani's effulgence is a component of Garadhar Das as well?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And is there any relationship between Garadhar Pandit and Garadhar Das?
They may know each other, but no specific relationship in that sense.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if you could elaborate a little bit on what that actually means for Radharani's effulgence to incarnate as Radharani.
Yeah.
In other words,
everything in the spiritual world is living. Everything in the spiritual world is conscious of its own existence. Even the stone, which is considered to be non-living in this material world, in the spiritual world, everything is spirit. Everything is spirit soul. Even the rasagulla that we eat, it's a living thing in the spiritual world, and it's a soul who is consciously trying to give more and more pleasure to Krishna. When Krishna eats the rasagulla, the soul of the rasagulla thinks, I should try to give as much pleasure to Krishna as possible. And Krishna thinks, I should reciprocate with this rasagulla Prabhu as much as possible. And then he enjoys it. And seeing this, the rasagulla Prabhu feels more juicier. And this competition of who serves who keeps going on between everything in the spiritual world. There is nothing non-living in the spiritual world. That's why it's spiritual world. It's full of spirit. Material world is predominantly matter, and spirit is here. Therefore, we see spirit and matter in this material world. But everything in the material world is a reflection of the spiritual world, just that in spiritual world, all of that is a spirit. It's a spirit soul in itself. So even the effulgence of Radharani is actually a conscious living being who incarnates as Gadadhar Das. Like when Radharani is emanating her effulgence, I mean, she's always emanating her effulgence, and she's there, her bodily luster is also a conscious living being.
But just now you said the effulgence incarnates as Gadadhara Das, but originally we were saying Gadadhara Pandit, or is it just both? I mean, I know you said there's a component.
Gadadhara Das is another devotee.
Yeah.
Who is an incarnation of Radharani's effulgence. And Gadadhar Pandit is one of the Panchatattva, who is the incarnation of Srimati Radharani.
Okay. Okay. Uh-huh. You know, I was just wondering what happens to the Rasagula after Krishna enjoys it, you know.
Yeah, he doesn't die, don't worry.
I just wonder what form he takes after he's enjoyed in that way. I don't know.
All right, we'll find that out in the spiritual world.
Yeah.
When we go back home, back to God.
Yeah. Oh, just one little last thing is this, you know, I'm just curious because both Punarik's wife and Madhava Mishra's wife, they both have almost the same name. So this, the prefix Ratna, I wonder if there's a translation for that.
Ratna means jewels.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, jewels. And I guess Vati and Vali, maybe we don't know.
Meaning, I think one who possesses.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Prabhu.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam.
Wonderful class as always, Prabhuji. I don't know if you already touched on this topic, Prabhuji, about the deity of Tota Gopinath of Gadadhar Pandit. You know, he gets old and now he cannot stand and, you know, offer and say the deity sits down. Can you talk about that, Prabhuji? Because that would be nice if we have time.
Yes, actually, Gauranga Prem Maharaj from Mayapur, he has done a lot of research in different pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was saying that Tota Gopinath, he's a large, huge deity, and he was very high, almost 7-8 feet tall. And then Gadadhar Pandit used to serve him. And then it is said that Gadadhar Pandit, served so nicely, and when Gadadhar Pandit became old, then Tota Gopinath, he actually requested Gadadhar Pandit that, don't worry now, you've become old, you don't have to serve me with all those intricate details even now. I understand, I accept your devotion. And Gadadhar Pandit said, no, I have to go through those rituals and that's how I express my love to serve you. So then Tota Gopinath deity said, okay, then I will sit down. So that you don't have to, like, you know, in your old age, stretch yourself up and, decorate me. I'll sit down and you can decorate. And he actually sat down with folded legs. And still he's very tall. So this Tota Gopinath deity has folded legs. But Gauranga Prem Maharaj was saying, actually, he didn't sit down for Gadadhar Pandit. He sat down for another devotee who was a caretaker of the deity after Gadadhar Pandit. So, but nevertheless, Tota Gopinath deity did sit down. And mostly the understanding is he sat down for Gadadhar Pandit, but he Gauranga Prem Maharaj said that he sat down for another devotee who is called as Mumu Thakur, and he is actually one of the next generation devotees of Gadadhar Pandit. So, but mostly people think it is Gadadhar Pandit, but Gauranga Prem Maharaj researched and he found that it's not for Gadadhar Pandit, it's for Mumu Thakur that he actually sat down.
Okay, Prabhuji, thank you very much. Because I had always heard that he sat down for Gadadhar Pandit.
Yeah. You know, all of us have heard that. But then Gauranga Prem Maharaj, he was giving class. Whenever he gives class in Tora Gopinath Temple, he mentions this pastime and he refers to a certain scripture and says that actually it is Mumu Thakur, not for Gadadhar Pandit, that he sat down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's the same deity of Tota, it's the same glories of Tota Gopinath. Tota Gopinath deity did reciprocate and he is sitting down. And if we go before 5 a.m., if we go to Tota Gopinath temple and give some dakshina to the pujari, if we reach there before Mangalarti, he actually removes the cloth from the knee of Tota Gopinath, and you can see the crack in the knee of Tota Gopinath from where Mahaprabhu entered the deity.
Yes, Prabhuji.
So that is also very fortunate to see.
Very nice, Prabhuji. Thank you very much for explaining.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dandavats. Thank all the rest to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you for the very wonderful class. It was really, really beautiful class. Following up on this question that Mataji was asking, can you say a little bit about Mumu Thakur, you said? And when he appeared, or was he there during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes or something?
Mumu Thakur, I don't know much about Mumu Thakur, but it is said that when Mahaprabhu left, he was 48 years old, and Gadadhar Pandit was 1 year younger to him, as we discussed earlier. So Gadadhar Pandit was 47 years old. And after a few months or years of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu leaving this world, Gadadhar Pandit also could not bear separation, and he left soon enough, which means he was less than 50 years old when Gadadhar Pandit left this world.
Yep.
So 50 years of age, and especially at that time, is not that much of an age that someone cannot stretch and, you know, decorate the deity. So it was for another devotee, Mumu Thakur, who is considered to be the Sevayat, the Pujari, in the line of Gadadhar. So once Gadadhar Pandit left, then Mumu Thakur took over. He started taking care of Tota Gopinath deity. And he was very old when this pastime happened. I mean, he served for many years, but after that, he was the only thing I know about him is that he is actually the Pujari Sevayat of Tota Gopinath after Gadadhar Pandit.
Thank you, Prabhu. That is good enough. Thank you so much. That makes sense. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. All right. Are there any more questions or comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, this is Dasgopal Das Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam Prabhu.
Prabhu, I have a question, Prabhuji.
Yeah.
Gadadhar Pandit, how did the name come, Prabhuji? Generally, Gada means the mace. How did it, that is, that name come related to Radharani? Or the servant of Radharani? How did it come?
Well, Gadadhar Pandit, this was just the name that was given by his parents, Madhav Mishra and Ratnavati Devi. Just like, you know, Lord Chaitanya was named Nimai. Now, there is no neem tree in Vrindavan. There is no neem tree in Vrindavan. So we can say, why he was called as Nimai. That was because he was born under neem tree in Mayapur. So there is no correlation between the names that were given to them and the names thing they have in the Vrindavan Leela. Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he is Vrishabhanu, but his name Pundarik Vidyanidhi does not match Vrishabhanu's characteristics in one sense.
Yes, thank you so much.
Although in one class in Mayapur, Jananivas Prabhu had mentioned that Radharani carries a mace, a club, and she manifests it to protect her devotees. When her group of devotees, those who serve under her directly or indirectly, but when they are being tormented or something, she uses that mace. So in that sense, it's kind of related, but we should not find kind of correlations like this. It happened to be like that in Gadadhar Pandit's case. But Radharani also carries a mace according to Jananivas Prabhu. So Gadadhar, Gada means mace, Dhar means one who carries. Generally, Gadadhar is the name of Balaram. Maybe their parents named him after the name of Lord Balaram. But it also happens that Radharani carries a mace to protect his devotees as per Jananivas Prabhu in Mayapur. Like a motherly protection.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you for adding and it was a wonderful class, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Thank you, thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dhanat Pranam. Prabhuji, before and after Prabhupada, we started worshipping Gaur Nitai. But before we use, Gaudiya Vaishnava, we used to worship Gaur Gadadhar. Now, what is the reason, Prabhu?
What is the reason we were worshipping Gaur Gadadhar and not Gaur Nitai?
No, why we now worship Gaur Nitai?
Because Gaur Nitai are the ones who have come for the particular mission of delivering the souls. Gaur Gadadhar have also come, but Gaur Gadadhar are in the mood of Radha Krishna. But Gaur Nitai are in the merciful mood. Nityananda Prabhu is in the mood of preaching along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Gadadhar Pandit was not so much of a preacher. Gadadhar Pandit was had a lot of devotion, and he was there, he was as a pujari. But the ones who took forward the mission of the purpose of the coming of Lord Chaitanya was Gaur and Nitai. And they would, even when they were together, they would go as a team and preach. And when Lord Chaitanya stayed in Jagannath Puri, he asked Nityananda Prabhu to go back and preach in Bengal. He didn't allow Nityananda Prabhu to stay in Bengal. in Jagannath Puri, he said, you should go and preach. Why are you staying here with me in Jagannath Puri? There are so many souls who are waiting for your mercy. So Gaura Nitai had the same mood. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was with Gadadhar Pandit, he was in the mood of Radha Krishna, discussing the pastimes of Radha Krishna, like that.
Okay, Prabhu. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. There are only two temples where Gaur Gadadhar are worshipped. One is Champahati, and the other is in the house of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he worshipped Gaur Gadadhar. Even we see in the samadhi of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, also there is a Gaur Gadadhar deity. So Jagannath Das Babaji Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they would worship Gaur Gadadhar. But and then there is Champahati. These are the only three instances. Otherwise, everywhere else it's Gaur Nitai.
Okay, Prabhu. Gaudiya Math also, they have a Gaur Nitai, Prabhu. I thought only it's going to have. Okay, thank you.
No, Gaudiya Math, I think they have Radha Krishna and Mahaprabhu. They don't worship Gaur Nitai generally together. Srila Prabhupada insisted that we should worship Gaur and Nitai because without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, we cannot take the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that's why in Mayapur, Prabhupada installed the entire Panchatattva. But generally in Gaudiya Math, if you go to their temples, they'll have Radha, Krishna and Mahaprabhu, but no Nityananda Prabhu.
Okay, Prabhu. I thought they worship Gaur Gadadhar. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for clarification.
Prabhu, what is
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, in the Maya Chandodoy Mandir, also we have Radha Madhav Ashtasukhi and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. There is no Nityananda Prabhu with Gauranga Mahaprabhu, where Gauranga Mahaprabhu with Radha Madhav Ashtasukhi. So is that the same reason why the Gaudiya Mandir's temples, they don't have Gaur Nitai together with Radha Krishna? Hare Krishna.
Yes, Mataji. So your question is that there is Radha Madhav Ashtasakhi in the Mayapur temple, and there is just Mahaprabhu.
Just Mahaprabhu.
Yeah. So, Srila Prabhupada, he would always emphasize worshipping Gaur Nitai, worshipping Panchatattva together like that. But in Mayapur, he wanted to follow the tradition to make people understand that Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahi Anya. That this Radha and Krishna combined is same as Mahaprabhu. So on Radha Madhav altar, he wanted Mahaprabhu to be there so that people can understand this Mahaprabhu is none other than Radha and Krishna combined. But he also wanted a Panchatattva altar, Gaur Nitai. There is even in Bhajan Kutir of Srila Prabhupada, there is the Gaur Nitai deities.
Yes.
Beautiful Gaur Nitai deities. This was, which was worshipped by Srila Prabhupada. So... So in that sense, yes, that's what Prabhupada always insisted. Wherever he went, he said Gaur Nitai.
Yes, okay.
Sometimes he would make exceptions. So it's not wrong to have Radha Krishna and Gauranga Mahaprabhu, but Srila Prabhupada always insisted Gaur Nitai. Some other temples, ISKCON temples, you may see Radha Krishna, Mahaprabhu. They may do it for preaching centers. They may do it for preaching purpose just because it's very difficult to explain to people about Gaura, Nitai. But if you have Radha Krishna and just Mahaprabhu, it's easy to explain. Mahaprabhu is none other than Radha and Krishna, and Radha Krishna together, everyone knows. But if you have, if we have too many deities in the temple, then it becomes a cultural center rather than a preaching center, because people get very much confused. Then who is this? Then who is that? So, yeah. It's not wrong, but Srila Prabhupada mostly emphasized, when a center is first started, have just Gaur Nithai deities. In Grihastha's homes, have Gaur Nithai deities. At most, Jagannath Balde Subhadra. But Radha Krishna deities, if we worship, then you know we have to be very, very careful exactly. about all the installation and all of that.
And Nityananda Prabhu is Adi Guru, so that's why with Gauranga, they are Nityananda is there. Nityananda Prabhu.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. He's Adi Guru, and also because without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we cannot know Lord Chaitanya. So
Lord
Prabhupada insisted that.
Yes. Thank you, Babaji. Hare Krishna.
Babaji, maybe you already said this. What was the reason for the self-manifestation of God, Gadadhar deity? Was that for
what was the reason for manifestation of?
The God, Gadadhar deity in Champahati. Was that when he was leaving home for sannyas, it was for his wife? Is that the same deity or am I getting confused?
No. That was Dhameshwar Mahaprabhu. When when his wife Vishnu Priya Devi wanted, you know, what to do, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was leaving for sannyas, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he made his self-manifested deity of just Mahaprabhu, and which Vishnu Priya Devi would worship. And it was a self-manifested deity, and you know, non-different than Lord Chaitanya, which is still there in Navadvip, in the house of Vishnu Priya, Dhameshwar Mahaprabhu, and she would worship, she would just engage her whole day in serving Dhameshwar Mahaprabhu and as her husband. And also, she would as many number of rounds that she would chant, that many grains of rice she would take and just eat that much. So if she would chant 16 rounds, she would just take, like she'll sit while chanting, she'll sit with a bag of rice, and then one round is complete, she'll take one rice and put it aside, one rice grain. When another round complete, she'll take another rice grain, put it aside. And then as many rounds she would complete, if she completes 64 rounds, she would take out 64 grains of rice and she would just cook that and eat. That's all during the day. If she would do 192 rounds, she would then eat 192 grains of rice. Like that, she would offer to the Lord and then take. So she was always taking the name of Lord Chaitanya, of Hare Krishna mantra, like that.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, I have one question. Prabhuji, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radharani's mood and Gadadhar Pandit is Radharani herself, and you were saying Gadadhar Das is his Chaya. What is the difference? And then the mood is Gadadhar Pandit, Radharani herself, the mood is he is also Radharani's, yes? Means that the same mood is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu is same, yes Prabhu?
Gadadhar Pandit, yes, that's true. Gadadhar Pandit is the incarnation of Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the incarnation of Krishna in the mood of Radharani. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Radharani, and Gadadhar Pandit is an incarnation of Radharani herself.
It means their both mood is same, na? Mahaprabhu and now, which even though he is Krishna, but his mood is Radharani, and then Gadadhar Pandit, mood is he is himself. incarnation of, means full manifestation was there or not, her, rather than its mode in Gadadhar Panit. It was fully...
Yes, there was full manifestation, but Mahaprabhu was Radha and Krishna combined. So Krishna experiencing the mood of Radharani was very, because it was very new, in the sense Krishna, one of the internal reasons Krishna took the form of Mahaprabhu is to experience. He was curious to know, how does my devotee feel? How does Srimati Radharani feel? So he took that mood to just experience that. So in that sense, it was very intense. But Gadadhar Pandit was Srimati Radharani. So as we said, in the house of Shuklambar Brahmachari, Gadadhar Pandit also manifested these things, these pastimes.
Yeah. Yes, Prabhu, yes. Now, thank you.
It's also said that in Gaura Ganodesh Deepika, that of course Radharani, the daughter of King Vrishabhanu, had appeared as Gadadhar Pandit in Gaur Leela. But Kavikarnapur also adds that Lalita Devi, who is also known as Anuradha, because she always follows Radha, she also entered the body of Gadadhar Pandit. So in some places it said that Gadadhar Pandit is the combined incarnation of Radharani and Lalita Sakhi. And Krishna and Mahaprabhu is the combined incarnation of Radha and Krishna. So Radha Krishna combined, Mahaprabhu, Radha Lalita combined, Gadadhar Pandit.
Yes, thank you. It makes sense. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you.
Does anybody have any more questions? If not, then we can end the call here by paying our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vajja kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhu deva cha patitanam pavanebhyo.